So, what are we doing, Bow Wow?
Do some more brain teasers.
Oh, God. My hairs tease my brain, both of them, all the time.
All two of them?
All two of them. All right.
I started with an easy one here.
So we do them at the same time?
Yeah.
Is that right?
To see who gets it.
Okay, all right.
David's father has three sons, Snap, Crackle, and what?
David's father has three sons.
Pop.
No, it's not Pop.
This Snap, is, Crackle, and what?
David's father has three sons. The other is David.
Yeah. So how do you, Giddens, David's father.
Pop, I figured snap, it out. Crackle, no, and pop. I'll pop you all right, but think about it. David's father has three sons. David's one of them.
Yeah. And Pop.
Okay.
Snap, yeah. Crackle, Rice Krispies.
One to nothing, Muck.
I'll keep up with that, David. So you can rub it in Giddens' face.
He's just glad we're not doing the romper that, room anymore.
The only thing is rubbing in his face is the underside of a spoon or a fork.
I am getting kind
of
hungry.
Or a thing of ranch.
That's all the time.
Or a thing of ranch, David.
Man, you should have seen him with that ranch yesterday. I mean, they could have used that little bucket again without washing it. He licked it. He used his finger. I'm surprised he didn't take his shoes off and use his big toe.
I'm not that flexible.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look back, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
It's on land.
I'll read it again.
You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look back, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
It's a cruise ship and they all have gotten off.
I don't know.
Give up?
I'm close, ain't I?
You're fair. You're in the realm of possibility.
So read it again.
Two to none.
You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk. But when you look back, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
They all may be in the gully sleeping.
No, you're getting farther away.
But no, I still
what
think
did you say the first time?
Yeah.
That was close. What did he say?
I said they're all it's on land.
No.
The boat's on land.
But what was the second
time? They're on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And they all got off. But that's not right.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know.
It's still
all the people on board got married. I said you don't see a single person on the boat. They're all married.
Well, let me tell you something. If they got married, they sunk. You like it is. Two to nothing. Let's go.
It's too early in the morning for this.
That's true.
Sometimes I'm born in silence. Other times.
Wait a minute. Sometimes you're what?
Born in silence.
Born?
Yeah.
Yeah. Born in silence.
B-O-R-N.
Yeah. You're born. Like Shepherd was born last year.
Okay. Yeah. I'm born in silence. That never happens.
Other times I am unseen, but I make my presence known. In time I fade without a trace. I harm no one, but I am unpopular with all. What am I?
The wind.
You're close again, David.
Three nothing, Giddens. You better get on track here.
That didn't. He said close.
Close counts and horseshoes.
Are we playing horseshoes or hand grenades right now?
We're playing brain teasers. It's close.
Sometimes I'm born in silence. Other times I am unseen, but I make my presence known. In time I fade without a trace. I harm no one, but I am unpopular with all. What am I?
It's the weather.
There is a statement in there that's kind of false, though, for certain people in this room.
All right. Come on. You don't know, dude.
Gas.
Giddens is closer.
Well, that's true. 2-1. I knew it had to be expelling gas.
It's a fart.
That's what I meant by that.
All right, 2-1.
And the harm no one is what I mean about being false for most some people in this room.
Hey, yesterday it was not me. Somebody else harmed.
You're right.
The station.
And I'm talking about it. Well, let's go
it
ahead.
It cleared the room out.
Let me ask this. Have you ever had an Easter egg hunt and an egg got left out there and it got run over by a lawnmower about 2 months later?
No.
That's what it smelled like yesterday after this person left the room. I'm serious. Let's go.
You'll find me in Mercury, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus, but never Neptune or Venus.
I don't want to find anything in my Uranus.
I guess Uranus is what it's called. I don't know.
And what are the two that is not in?
Neptune or Venus. What am I?
God, I don't know.
This is very, very simple.
This has got nothing to do with the solar system.
Say it again.
You'll find me in Mercury, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus, but never Neptune or Venus. What am I?
I don't know. These are some hard ones today. You need to lighten up a little bit, Bob.
I looked up children brain teasers, David.
you need to go to infant brain teasers. What's the answer? Neither one of us got it. What's
the letter R?
I thought it was a letter, but I couldn't go through it in time to figure it out. So I was on the right track, but whatever.
All right, two more.
Is it 1-1?
No, yeah. two to one.
No,
two to one. No, it's 2-1.
It's 1-1.
It's 1-1.
My show, my score, 2-1. I got to brag on something, Giddens. Come on.
You don't have me when you're born, but you have me after. But a few years later, I leave again, and you don't have me anymore. But I don't stay away permanently, and I come back in a different form. What am I?
A wife.
You have a wife when you're born?
You don't have me when you're born. But you have me after.
Then you have it after.
But a few years later, I leave again, and you don't have me anymore.
And then it.
I don't stay away permanently, and I come back in a different
and
form.
And haunt you in a different form.
I think
form.
It's teeth, and then you get dentures.
No, I...
Giddens got it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the same thing, something to do with teeth, but I did. That's fine. 2-2.
Two to one. I am in the lead.
No, 2-2.
A man who lived on the top floor of a 20-story building had to go up and down daily for work, and of course for food and other necessities like Giddens.
Yes.
On most days, he could only ride the elevator to the 15th story, and he would have to walk the rest of the way. When it rained, however, he could ride all the way up to the 20th floor. Why? So he could only go up to the 15th floor on a usual basis and had to walk the rest of the way to the 20th. But when it rained, he could use the elevator to go all the way up to the 20th.
I don't know. Was it an outside elevator?
Is he Mary Poppins? He's got an umbrella.
Is it one of those outside elevators?
I don't know. Giddens is half right.
He's using an umbrella?
Well, if he's half right, he don't get the score. What is it?
The man wasn't tall enough to reach the button for the 20th floor. He could only reach the 15th story on the elevator. But when it rained, he brought his umbrella, and he could use it to press the 20th story button.
Okay, so why didn't he bring his umbrella every day?
It's a brain teaser, David. I don't make the rules.
That's stupid.
My brain is less teased than it was before.
Yeah, me too, Giddens. That one right there was kind of stupid. Just bring your umbrella every day or bring you a stepladder and leave it in the dadgum elevator.
Or get some platform shoes.
Yeah. Get some of them shoes they used to wear on Saturday Night Fever. You know, had the heels about 8 inches long.
Jump in the air.
Absolutely. Doesn't he play basketball? I bet he could score on Angel Reese.